Yeah, Craig.
Maybe.
Oh, fuck off with
you the... You kind of did it like this. You go, 5, 4...
Oh, fuck off with the counting it. Oh, for fuck's sake. Everyone drinking? Luke?
I'm drinking some London Dry Gin.
With what?
London Dry. Slim Line Tonic.
A straw.
It is the way
forward.
Slap of lemon.
I love his face.
So wrong.
I'd love to slap him with my helmet.
Oh my God.
Nick, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking, actually, I'll show you like stats. Show you Pepsi Max, just got out of the fridge.
I'm drinking... Vimto!
Bullshit, is that Vimto?
No, what else is in it?
Yeah.
No, it's just Vimto.
I'm not having it.
No, I had a glass... I had a glass of red wine.
Clearly drunk.
Tea. Okay. Because I can't drink anything else because I'm in work in the morning. But what did I have for me tea? Tell me what I had for me tea. Come on.
I don't know.
Oh, K-Tams.
Fuck off. K-Tams is Saturday night knobhead. No.
Sorry.
I had 3 hearts, a broccoli spear, and half a bag of carrots.
What?
Sorry, say again. You had veg?
No. Veg, carrots, broccoli, and 3 hearts.
Yeah, what sort of hearts? Sorry.
Lamb.
Chicken? Lamb. No, not chicken lamb. Hearts. Chicken hearts, I'd have about 12 of them.
Sorry.
They are very small.
Like remember Nick's penis.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, he's a penis. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I thought he said ego. It's an ego. Sorry, my apologies.
Do you remember that time you slithered into me bumhole in Universal Orlando, Florida Resort? And I was like that. Is it in yet? Is it in yet?
You were talking about my ego. Again, getting through the door.
No, your ego's fucking huge. Your penis isn't.
No, slip right in. It's like throwing a savoy down an alleyway.
Hasn't Luke got lovely armpits?
They're just armpits, aren't they?
He shaves them.
Oh, look at that bottle. This isn't very good for the listeners, is it? No.
He's literally wearing a pink vest tonight. He's wearing one of his beard's tops.
True story. What of it?
Look, he doesn't give two shits about listeners because we get about 12 people listening to this podcast. So as long as Craig's happy, that's all that matters.
Just make me happy, Nick. Just make me happy.
Yeah, again, that goes back to Orlando as well. That's exactly what you said.
What's my t-shirt saying?
No, t-shirt tan.
Oh, t-shirt tan.
I've got Ren and Stimpy on, by the way.
You've got Ren and Stimpy up your ass.
Yeah, got cream for that as well.
Where's your video gone, Nick?
Still here.
I can see him.
I can't.
I've swapped from my phone to my Mac, but the video's on. I can see you both.
You're dead to me. Dead to me, Nick.
Yeah, you're not the first person to say it really this week. Anyway, what do you want? What's this about? What are we doing? Podcast. I don't understand. What's going on?
Do you know what, right? First of all, it's the August edition of Ego. So right. It's the summer holidays. Everyone's at Blackpool Pier. All like...
Right, but hang on. We're not actors, Craig, for fuck's sake. You're asking us now to act. No. Is that what you did?
No. The listeners are at Blackpool Pier. And where do all you Southern Bellends go for your holidays? Western Supermare, that's it, yeah.
Margate?
So, yeah, Margate.
Like Ches and Dave saying?
Yeah. Fucking hell, Luke's pretty. Imagine him on his computer.
He's on his computer, what are you talking about?
No, in work, just naked.
Who goes to work naked?
Luke does. Say me at work naked?
Yeah.
He'd get hauled into HR for that.
The girls would not approve of that.
Yeah. Are you the only
man? Well, maybe they would.
Are you the only man in the office? How many do you work with?
Three. That's just really...
Why does she hate me?
Because you're a scouser. You call people N-words. Not that N-word, by the way. Sorry, that, I should specify that. That could really get us in trouble. Not that N-word. Yeah. And you like making references to people drinking your cum. You say ludicrous stuff about Liverpool, like how good Cinna Black is, and how you're going to win everything, and how the Beatles are going back all the time. You say K Tams is like the best fish and chips. It's not even a fucking chip shop, it's a Chinese. I mean, I could carry on. I really could. Like, I'm
you know. Reading that off the list off the wall.
No, that's the thing. It's just off
me. You're like this.
Nogging.
Really.
That's just off nogging. Like, I mean, the thing is, like, there's so much more if I had more time, but I don't really want to ruin this episode with all the things that she doesn't want to listen to.
So let's address them all like one at a time. K Tams is fucking boss.
It's not a chip shop, though.
It's not. It sells
chips.
What? Yeah. So does fucking Asda.
Yeah, so do a lot of Chinese.
That McDonald's a fucking chip shop in Craigswell because it sells chips.
Uh-oh, something's just pinged. Luke's just ran off. He's got to have his insulin.
That's his pot noodle.
He's got to have his insulin or he'll die.
That'll get the listenership up.
Sorry, listeners, Luke's dead. His wife comes running in and starts milking him one last time. One last time. I'm going to fill it up one last time.
Quick. Freeze it.
Yeah, freeze it. Oh, look at him. Look at the muscles there.
You can't say look at it. The listeners can't see it.
They can with their own eyes in their own heads. So you said Cilla Black shit, Nick.
She is.
No, she isn't.
Why isn't she? No one liked her because she was a horrible witch.
No, she wasn't. She was fucking boss.
She didn't even live in Liverpool.
I don't give a fuck.
She was a plastic Liverpudlian.
No.
She was.
No. She... If you... Where were you born, Nick?
The Bow Bells, mate.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was. Under the sound of Bow Bells, barking.
No, you...
Barking Hospital.
All right. You've just won the lottery. You've just won 150 million euros. I don't know why I said euros. What's beeping? Is that Nick Luke's life support? Is Luke dead?
Luke's dead. I think he's trying to work out his sound issues because we can still see him. Yeah, so I'm Cockney born.
Okay. So when you've won all the money, right... Do you stay in the fucking time zone of the Bow Bells, or do you fuck off to somewhere nice?
Yeah, to fuck off from the sound of Bow Bells because, like, it's like an area of regeneration where they're trying to gentrification. Sorry, they're trying to push the people out into other cities. So I wouldn't have had that choice if I could anyway. But I just buy a better house.
Well, there you go.
Sorry. Is Bow Bells a place in London?
No. Well, Bow is a place, but the sound of... If you're born under the sound of Bow Bells...
What the fuck's a Bow Bell?
Fuck, shut up! I'm trying to explain.
It's a nonsalate.
Well, it's not a fucking hell. Well, at least... I suppose we got at least, like, 15 minutes in the episode before crazy.
Was Jimmy Savile born in the sound of the Bow Bells?
No, of course not. Wasn't he a scouser? He seems like a scouser. So he wore a tracksuit.
I think he was a scouser.
It makes him a scouser.
He was fucking Leicester.
Right.
There's only two bellends from Leicester, and one of them's on this fucking Skype call, and the other one hosts Disney Brit.
He's a big fan of this show. So
he isn't.
Bow is a place in London. If the bells hear them, that's when you're proper Cockney.
He's a fan.
Okay.
No one cares, but, Nick.
You can ask me a question and answer it.
No, you're not a Cockney. You're a Mockney.
Yeah, I am now. I don't live there anymore.
You like but a caffeine-free Cockney.
Most Cockneys don't. There's not many Cockneys in the South End, in the East End anymore.
You don't eat meat. You don't have anything that poisons your torso. You're not a real anything anymore, Nick.
That's why I've got any chins. So clearly I do.
You've got a load of fucking chins, like. Yeah. Nick, Luke hasn't got any chins. He's a fucking goddess.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, look. He's a hairy man, isn't he, Nick?
He's a bear.
He's a bear, yeah. Oh.
I reckon I've got the same amount of chins as Luke, you know. You go fuck off, Craig.
No, you don't.
I'm the same amount of hair.
No. Nick's is all like curly pubes. Do you know when he got out the shower, right? I had to oh, God. Remember the shower, Nick?
Craig was like just appalled.
Right, so I has a shower, Luke, right? And the water isn't draining, is it, Nick?
No.
It's not draining. And Nick gets in the shower after me. And bearing in mind, I'd pissed and had a bit of a shit in the shower as well. Right.
Who has a fucking shit in the shower?
Who does that?
Who doesn't?
99% of the population.
No, don't be stupid. 99.9%. Fucking scousers. Dirty scouse.
Right, so... No, well,
fucking hell.
Not all scousers, just me. Right, so a little bit of poo slipped out. So Nick goes in after me, right? And...
No, you know what? I don't even... Had you had the shower at that point?
Yeah.
Had you actually had one, or had you just tried... Had you just noticed that water wasn't going down it? I can't remember now.
So Nick goes in like a fucking hero. And I don't know what he used... But he got stuck.
It was like a straw or something.
Oh, and he pulled out. Yeah, he literally pulled out.
I've got bear claws.
A silverback's fucking back.
Yeah, it was a lot of hair, and Craig is there going. The thing is, like, bearing in mind, Craig's got 10 years on me.
Yeah, but can you imagine
about 10 feet?
That
hair,
he's got to have seen some things.
That hair, yeah. I wasn't in Vietnam, you fucking pair of tits.
That's resemble Vietnam quite a lot.
I've seen some shit in Vietnam. Me and Adnan Sultana going through the mixer. I ain't getting on no helicopter, fool. Adam, you gotta come on the helicopter, fool. We gotta go and drink some milk. I gotta shoot the gooks, man. I'm not shooting no gooks, man. I don't know which one I am anymore. I can't remember. Am I Adam or am I Craig? I'm Craig, I think.
And that's not red wine next to you, no?
No, it's fucking right beer.
You said Vimto earlier.
Exactly. He's bullshitting.
Oh, yeah, it's Vimto, yeah. Not Vimto. Do you think Adam listens to this?
Ask him.
Santino does.
Adam Sultan.
Actually, no, I don't even think he does, you know. I think he'll listen to the first 30 seconds of this thing. This is bullshit.
Yeah, turn it off. What the fuck are they on about?
Why are they joining my network? This bullshit. It's supposed to be
Ego is part of the Diz After Dark podcast network and the Metal Hand of Knobhead network. The Metal Hand of God Knobhead. What's it called?
Easy for you to say. Metal Hand of God?
Yeah. I don't want a gang of fucking Americans kicking me door in like fucking ninjas with the Mars knickers on the faces going, "You diss the Metal Hand of God podcast network, you fucking pair of horrible bastards!" Like that. I don't want that.
Why?
Oh, why does Luke keep looking at himself?
Because he's hunger burning love.
Oh, Luke, right. Are you coming to Halloween Horror Nights 29? Stop being a shithouse.
It's not that easy.
It fucking is. Go and get your hoe now.
So, when it was brought up, I basically had to... I was like, you know, it's not that expensive.
It is.
I can budget it out. I can probably afford it, you know. It'll be
I work hard. I work hard for a living.
Don't worry. But you also need to pay for me to go, and then the kids. But then we'll need someone to look after the kids while we're there, so you need to pay for my mum and dad to go.
No.
Maybe not then.
Or your mum and dad could mind you all in Leicester.
Yeah, where we live.
And I'll just go.
I'll even buy you a takeaway.
How old are you, Luke?
33.
So for everyone's
fucking whippersnapper.
Oh, I've got fucking bumhole hair older than him.
He's putting in that shower in Orlando now.
With Adam Sultana's.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? Like, Craig's like, oh, yeah, I saw his hair. It was his fucking hair.
It wasn't my hair.
I bet you shaved in there.
I didn't.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, mate, right.
I never checked your junk, so I don't know.
How big was me
shit?
Not true. How big was me shit?
Oh, baby's arm. Like, it was like a baby's arm. It was like, I've never seen anything like it in my life. King Kong's dong.
That was what...
King Kong's dong. So did you literally go for a shit and go, Nick, quick.
Oh, no, have you not heard the story?
Oh, no.
Oh, mate, you should... It was on one of our special Orlando...
Nick, that means he's not a listener.
It means he's not listened to every episode we've done of Universal After Dark, which is fair enough. Can't say I have. I'm on most of them.
Yeah.
I'm about to leave the first time around.
Hopefully you're not on this week's fucking episode.
Well, I don't think anyone is at the moment. They're supposed to be recording this while we're recording Ego, and no one's recording shit at the moment.
Oh, well.
Fucking hell.
Fucking amateurs.
Anyway, Craig will tell you what episode of the podcast you need to listen to hear the story. It's fucking... In his words, boss.
It was last September, wasn't it? Something like that.
It was last September, yeah.
There's four of them. We're on one of them. But basically, me and Nick...
No.
What? No.
Stories out there. Stories out there.
We'll
make listeners listen to it.
No. Yeah. Right, I'm just going to give you the edit. No.
You're not going to let it out. I'll listen to it. Don't tell me now. Go on. Move on.
Okay.
What are we talking about tonight?
Yeah, exactly. We're an hour into this fucking podcast.
This car crash. Yeah, but it's the summer holidays. No one gives a fuck. Everyone's made up. They're all like sitting in the budgie smugglers on the side of the beach now. Just like laughing a little, chuckling to themselves. Stop doing faces, Luke. I just want to stick my dick in your mouth.
I don't think that's how Skype works, Craig, you know.
I fucking wish it could. Look at his little mouth. He's just got a perfectly round face. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at him drinking that with his straw. I wish I was that straw.
That the size of your penis.
Oh, Luke, just tell your beard you're coming.
No, come on, right, move on.
Right, so, I can't remember.
I'm still here. I just, my video's off.
Just getting undressed.
Yeah, we know, Nick.
I'm getting my cock out. I was trying to see if I could zoom in and I couldn't, so I was just embarrassed myself.
I'll leave it.
Exactly.
You've got a weird shaped cock, don't you?
It's slightly bent. It's got an angle to it.
It is bent and it's grey. Like there's not enough circulation to it.
Cock wing's too tight.
It's like a dead man's cock.
Anyway.
Not that I've ever seen a dead man's cock.
At least we've got a show title. So you were saying some bollocks about people being on holiday or something. I think that's what you were trying to get.
Oh, should we talk about holidays?
I don't give a shit. Just talk about whatever. I'll find something.
Right. So Nick, what was the first holiday you did without your ma and dad who ate you?
It's pretty good, you know. Actually, I was a few weeks from being 16.
What?
And
so you were 15?
Yeah, like 15 and like 360 days or something. And me and a classmate went to Tenerife.
What?
his mum and her boyfriend.
Oh, right.
But we had like our own, we had our apartment, they had an apartment. And so we'd go and have breakfast together, and then that'd be, and we might go for like a drink of an evening, and the rest of the time we were just like left to our own devices. And it was fucking amazing because you only had to be 15 over there to buy, it might have been 13 actually, to buy booze. And it was cheaper to buy bottles of Bud than it was to buy cans of Coke. So every night we got absolutely smashed. I got so drunk on the penultimate night that we was
in the arse.
Yeah. We was so hanging about. Yeah.
Where is he now?
Yeah, what, under the ground. Under the patio. I wish it was. We'd have had a better time. We was hanging about this pop band that were performing out there. We were drinking out of we were drinking fishbowl cocktails.
Don't know what that is.
Like those big cocktail glasses that you like, you can all drink out of with straws.
What was Simon Le Bon on?
Huh?
What was Simon Le Bon on?
He went there.
It was it then Culture Club?
Yeah. No, it was just a pop. It was just like a pop band that were out there. I don't know. And we were drinking Red Bull and vodka. I got so fucked that I had to get dragged home by my mate in a German. I'd stick down my shirt. Fucking hell! It was a mess.
Me and Adolf Hitler.
We got that drunk.
We invaded Poland.
One night we went to a club and we was filmed on Tenerife Uncovered for Sky, so we was in the background of a few scenes on that. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Can you find them on YouTube and share?
Yeah.
No, they're not on YouTube.
What year was this then?
1999.
I had the video of it,
but I mean that's in the house that I'm not allowed to go back to anymore. So
can't you just put a balaclava on, kick the door in, kill them, and get the video?
What episode number was it?
Very tempting. All I can tell you, I don't know what episode it was. It had Fats and Small in it.
Had Fats. Okay.
Oh, he'll have a fucking bandit on him.
It might have been like four. Like, the thing is, like, you see me for like seconds. This is going to be an awful lot of effort to see me for a few seconds.
I've got to watch 18 episodes of Tenerife Uncovered to see for a second. It's worth it. Why not?
All you got to do is the episode of Fats and Small. That's it. And it's when they're performing in a nightclub. That's it.
Did you see Fats and Small in said nightclub?
Yeah, they were performing there.
Did you do any goosing?
Hey, what's wrong with you? That's what I was doing, because that was the only song they had out at the time. They didn't even release their follow-up by that point. That was it.
One of them was married to...
the singer.
Now.
Yeah. Singer, yeah. Big Ben.
That's it.
One of them was married to Big Ben.
Oh, Vanessa Feltz.
Vanessa Feltz?
Yeah.
I thought she was married to one of them off Good Morning.
No, you're thinking someone else.
Oh, yeah, Judy Finnegan.
Yeah.
Vanessa Feltz is still a thing?
No, yeah, not really.
Radio show on BBC. No, on Global.
She had a lovely voice, but a face like a smacked ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit like Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Miss Piggy after she's been butchered.
Anyway, so that was my first holiday.
What was your first holiday, Luke?
Without the parents. Went down to Devon.
Devon! And milked some cows.
Went down to Woolacombe Bay.
Oh, nice.
Finger-fucked some parrots.
With friends' parents again. Actually, I think the wife was there.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I've known the wife for a long time.
How old are you now?
33. Just told us like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And how old were you then? 28.
31 and a half, yeah. I don't know, 14, 15? No, I had a job, so 16, probably.
And your wife was there?
Yeah.
Future.
We weren't together. And we weren't married, correct? Yeah, also.
Did you did you have a little dabble, like?
I don't think so, no. Not that I remember.
Not with A, with someone else.
Oh, no.
You can't really answer that properly now, can you?
No.
Was it with a cow? Did you fuck a cow?
It was with a cow pat. It was still warm. It was like fucking a pie.
Oh, I'd love to stick my dick in a cow pat.
What?
Why wouldn't you?
One odd thing to say and to do.
Look, Craig is odd. He thinks and calling someone a nonce is a term of endearment. Scousers are fucking weird.
It isn't Liverpool.
Can I watch you? You don't know what a nonce means.
Oh, I know what a nonce is.
You think Cilla Black is some amazing person?
She is.
She's a horrible cow that got blackballed from her own industry for being so fucking rude to people.
She never.
I mean, yeah. I got arrested while we were on holiday in Woolacombe.
Because?
I assaulted a child.
You assaulted a child?
Yeah. We were playing pool, and some little shits were kept nicking all the balls. So I hit one of them with a pool cue. Their parents decided to call the police, though.
Nice.
Whoops. It was fine. I didn't get arrested.
Was it like proper WWF? Like, did you smack the pool cue across their back so they like?
No, not at all.
No,
hit
shame.
Him over the head.
Nah, not like that at all. Hit him over the head. Don't waste time on the back.
I've never been arrested.
You weren't arrested. Police
were
called.
No, I wasn't arrested. The police were just called. Yeah.
Did they read you your rights?
No, not at all. No, I was effectively a minor. So.
What did he say about your pink vest?
I wasn't wearing that then.
Whoa! They said real men wear pink.
TMI.
True, they do. I wear pink polo shirts. I don't give two fucks. But I also wear Crocs, so my shit's given.
You really give no fucks.
That's an age thing, that, Nick.
I went and picked up my daughter on Thursday. Gave no shits. I ain't got impressed with women at school, so fuck it, I wear Crocs. It's the worst blues song ever. It's just like bad.
Oh, should we sing? Right.
No.
Luke, sing the first song that comes into your head. Go.
Oh, what's wrong with you? Just because we've been singing it. You're looking kind of down to me.
Nick?
What? Do you want me to carry on the song or what?
No, just sing the first song that comes. Clear your mind. Sing the first song that comes into your head.
Hello, my name is Elder Price.
Is that true?
You haven't heard it yet, have you?
Yeah.
Well, I saw some Mormons in town again today.
What did you do to them?
In my head, I went, hello, my name is Elder Price. It's just an instant reaction. Do you go to the Pope and say, here's my cock? Actually, no, it's probably not a bad...
No, yeah, that'll be...
Start picking on the fucking mouth. Pope, will you?
Oh, fucking hell. Right. Craig, can you talk about... Because, I mean, this episode is fucking nonsense. Yeah. I mean, it's gone absolutely nowhere. So, can you tell people, Craig, the embarrassment that you've subjected us to today in the group chat? Because it is fucking...
Well, back in the 90s and the O's, you know...
Yeah, the O's. Yeah, noughties.
Well, Hero by Luis Enrique was 2001.
Luis Enrique?
Yeah.
Do you mean Enrique Iglesias?
Yeah, same fella. He used to play left back for Liverpool, but...
Yeah.
And what a fucking tune it is.
Awful.
No, it's not an awful tune.
It is an awful tune.
Oh, it's beautiful. And then, it just got me thinking about Ricky Martin.
As if Craig knew that excuse, I think of Ricky Martin.
What a fucking beautiful man.
Who are you waking to? Did you see American Crime Story?
She's into superstition, black cats and voodoo dolls. Well, I feel a premonition. Oh, mate.
I mean, that doesn't really sound like it, but I know the lyrics are there. Did you watch American Crime Stories?
No, I've not seen it yet.
Giovanni was...
No.
Zarchi.
Or the
no.
Other one.
Because Ricky Martin's in that.
No, he's not.
What, he is. Acting or?
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. Acting? No, he makes a guest appearance singing "Living La Vida Loca" in every episode.
Okay. Okay.
Special guest appearance by Ricky Martin.
It's a fucking drama. They all went to a live concert.
Living La Vida Loca.
Excellent. So yeah, he's in that. He's actually really good in it. He's actually really good in it. Yeah.
Did he come out?
Yeah, about I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. I mean, much after his fame, because obviously he was worried about how him coming out would affect the fan base.
He's a fucking beautiful man, though, isn't he?
That's exactly why you knew he was gay.
Well, yours,
no one's that handsome and is not gay, except Luke, obviously. It's not really what I was after.
Ah, not what you're looking for. Okay.
I've got to be honest, water sports and shit like that don't impress me much, to paraphrase Shania Twain.
That don't impress me much.
So, you want to shit on my chest? That don't impress me much. So, you're into water. That don't impress me much. It would have been a much different song if that's what she was singing.
If talking Adam,
about. Oh, bareback?
If Adam was Sultana, it'd sung it.
Yeah, well, it would sound more authentic then. Adam can take these lyrics that I just added and he can do a version of it for us. That'd be great. That could be our theme tune. Our new theme tune.
Oh, I would pay good money for Adam Sultana to sing that. We would have it as our theme tune forevermore.
I'd pay about 50 cents. I'm not going all out for Adam. I like him.
But... I'd give him $10.
Okay. Well, the challenge is out there, Adam. You know, we're supposed to be joining a network. I mean, you might receive the offer after this episode, but if you still want us to be on your network, then...
It's the August episode. No one listens in August to anything, and no one gives a fuck.
But September, we had our biggest ever episode of Ego.
Oh, yeah,
shit. Let's have a drink.
What? No, I haven't had that much.
See me, by the way, now.
What?
See me now.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's probably the best, actually. So we're technically in July, but this is the August episode.
Yeah. So June was the biggest month ever for the Ego.
Nah, last September, surely.
Why?
Bill and Ted episode is huge.
It was on YouTube, but not so on the podcast network. The YouTube episode's been listened to 700 times.
I thought the audio had been listened to about 600 times.
Oh, I've just farted. Oh, Luke's got a lovely face. He's like a little hamster. He's a winker, isn't he?
Well, I wouldn't call him a winker. That's not very nice.
Oh, do you know what? If Luke isn't a Halloween Horror Nights next year, I'm not going.
You've already paid.
I can't go. That'd be silly if you didn't.
I mean, I've already paid to go, so it's an empty threat, but...
Yeah. I didn't win the lottery tonight, so...
If Luke doesn't go, I'm not going. Because I haven't bought my tickets yet, so that is a threat. There you go.
Right.
That, and I've still got to find the money together to go, but yeah. Anyway.
Sell some fucking shit, man.
Well, actual shit. I don't think people are interested in buying my shit.
I'd buy your shit.
There's a niche market for it.
Yeah, it probably is.
Cockney shit. Really shit.
Yeah, it's like rocking all shit.
Yeah, I bet you it's full of like blood and mucus.
Semen.
What?
Semen.
What the fuck? Oh, I don't even know what goes through your head sometimes. Jesus
Christ. You said semen, I just repeated it.
You said blood, but you started by saying blood and mucus. Like, who has blood and mucus in their shit?
Me?
Fucking hell.
Oh, do you know when I talk to Luke, he's darker than me?
I don't believe anyone's darker than you.
Oh, Luke, tell him, Luke.
Yeah, might be.
Okay, fair enough. That's what making Lego stuff happens.
Normally, reading me when I'm sat at my desk as well at work. So,
well, that's work environment. That's different. So.
No, yeah, but there's three vaginas round him, and they're all. And they're all gagging. They're all listening in. Oh,
yeah.
Luke, did he just say he was bumming a torso?
You removed his fake leg and fucked it. Why?
Why would you do that, Luke, when you can have me? You're over 50 and dry. Shut up. Well, that's
right.
There's not enough lube.
Now,
come on, Nick.
You're someone has to. So, you were very excited about recording tonight, and this episode has gone literally all over the fucking place.
These are the best episodes.
So, all I'm saying is that I got the impression that you had some kind of agenda. You have asked us a question so far, so fair play.
Have I?
But I'm. Huh?
What did I ask?
Yeah, you have.
Fucking hell, Craig. You're 45, not fucking 75. Jesus Christ.
About your holiday. No one asked me about my first holiday.
Well, what about your first holiday, Craig?
Bellends. My first holiday.
You went to Bellends? Is that like Butlins? But like for twats?
But a bit down market.
Bellends is a holiday for twats.
It's a Scouse equivalent of Butlins.
That would be a messy
holiday for twats.
A messy holiday. Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to see if this fart comes through. Hold on.
Oh, can't wait. Yeah.
Fucking yep, Terrence and Philip.
Did that work?
What, Terrence and Philip?
funny should say that. I've just watched
movie
Team America.
South Park the movie.
Bigger, it's longer, uncut.
Bigger. It's fucking great, isn't it?
Oh,
it still holds up.
It still holds up, Simon.
Thank you. By the way, thank you, Luke. Sorry. No, I'll take that back. But I managed to find some South Park episodes somewhere the other day, which my kids saw and was like, yeah, that cartoon's not for you. Yeah, go and watch Muppet Babies again.
Oh, I have that same issue, yeah. That's
not right for you.
No, you can't.
I don't know if you heard, Luke. I don't know if you've listened to the last Ego about musicals, but...
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, so like it's I can't believe Craig hasn't watched South Park since the year 2000. It's just like
I had a family.
It finished.
So did I.
Oh yeah. But I did.
Yeah, but I did.
Yeah, but I really did.
It's never too late to get back into it.
Yeah.
Look, if the opportunity presents itself, I'll get into it.
It has presented itself somewhere. So
I went to Valencia with I was a YTS in Jacob's Bakery where they make the crackers.
Can you explain? Yeah, it's a youth training scheme.
£39.50 a week.
I hear people reference it.
It's something that people used to, in the 70s used to do. Yeah,
it was the 80s bell end.
Are you in your 60s or 70s now?
40s.
Well, I mean, I don't think he remembers, to be honest, because
I've just shit myself. I've literally just shit myself.
We heard.
Yeah, we've got it.
So he followed through. So yeah, youth training scheme.
Yeah. Okay. And we got involved with a local youth club from a deprived area. That's all I'll say.
Where you live?
Yeah.
your local
the Wirral.
No. It was an inner
the
city.
The Wirral's
in
market, I think.
No, the Wirral's really not. It's full of fucking... That's where Stuart's from. No, yeah. Amber. Amber's in love with me. Amber. You love me.
Hang on. Right. Oh. So a few things here. One, I've met Amber in real life. Secondly, I'm not sure where you are in the list, but Paulie D is our number one.
No. She loves the Al Scouse accent. Nice. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a wagon wheel, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a wagon wheel, right round, round, round. Like Dead or Alive.
Well, yeah, no, you're right. That was like dead or alive. I mean, it didn't sound like it, but it sounded like it.
It's dark, this episode, isn't it? It's fucking dark. Should we put this out to the patrons first, Nick?
Well, you know the problem is, I'll give it to patrons, is that they'll just stop sponsoring us.
No, they won't. We'll get more money.
I don't think anyone's giving any more money for this. This is a fucking shit show.
This is the best episode we've ever done.
Yes, because it's the fucking last episode you've done. That's why.
You're not even finished.
I've fucking finished, all right.
No, you are. Yeah, all over my chest when I was asleep.
Fucking hell. So,
Nick's being all suave. I'm an international podcaster, don't you know?
Am I? Why?
I go on multiple podcasts and I sing about the baby Jesus.
I don't sing about the baby Jesus. I don't talk about fake things, but I don't sing about the baby Jesus. So, but I'm not an international podcaster. So, right, holidays done, out of the way. First holidays done. What else did you want to talk about?
Have you ever built a sandcastle?
I had built a sandcastle, but my favourite sandcastle story was when my brother made one. Yeah. And I was walking past, and as he slammed the basket down, it took off the skin off my ankle.
Why?
It was just because I was walking past. But it took the skin off my ankle, and it left me with a scar that I had for about 15 years. It's only just like gone a few years ago.
Wow.
It looked like Sagat's scar in Street Fighter 2. You know that scar he has on his chest?
Did it look like Saddam Hussein?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what relevance that has to anything, but yeah, fuck it, why not? Let's say Saddam Hussein.
What year did he die?
Who, Saddam Hussein?
2005.
So why was he in hell in 1999?
Because it's a fucking cartoon, Craig.
It's a film, yeah.
It's a fucking documentary, was it? South Park,
what year did Saddam Hussein die?
Yeah, 2006.
There you go.
Saddam Hussein died the 30th of December 2006 at age 69 in Baghdad.
Oh, bless 69.
Him. Ooh.
Bless him. Yeah, that's what most people say.
The day after my birthday. That's put a fucking dampener on it, hasn't it?
Not really, no.
No.
You'll have forgot by then.
I don't know, you know. God bless him.
I wish I weren't.
No, do you think Amber's still listening?
Yeah, no, I don't think she would be either.
You don't think Amber's... Amber?
I don't think anyone's listening. I think you put this episode out, I think no one will get past the first 15 minutes.
I think everyone will. I'm not being funny. Steve Purcell... No, Steve Purcell will. Steve Purcell is a rabid, avid listener.
I would.
Luke would, because he's a horrible fucking dirty bastard too.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be sitting at his desk with his three hormonal women, tip tap tapping on his keyboard, purchasing some paper clips for the office. Tippy tappy tippy 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 tap. Listening to
exactly
this
what he does. It's exactly what he does.
That's
yep.
What I do. I purchase paper clips for the office. Yep. We don't even use paper clips. It's a pointless job.
So he's doing that for now, but he won't be doing it for much longer.
Yeah.
Oh, so the paperclip order has been made redundant. So there's only Luke and two women now.
I was the paperclip. Don't know who I was for.
Listening to this, too good to miss. Da-da-da-da-da. Here comes another, just like your mother. Da-da-da-da-da.
Please don't insult my mum, Craig. That's my job. it's funny because she hates me. So, what? I've lost the wheel. What other questions did you want to ask this month?
Well, should we ask any other topics? Yeah.
No. I think I'm good, I'll be honest with you.
How long's this episode?
54 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like at least 46 minutes too long, isn't it? So that's fine.
It's a classic, this, mate.
It's long enough. It's long enough.
Well, in September's episode, we're going to talk about the Premier League as it takes shape for this season. Probably Liverpool will be top of it. Leicester will be bottom. And
that'd be hilarious if Liverpool have conceded the most amount of goals.
They've got the best goalie in the world, so they won't.
You paid how much for him?
67 million.
Fucking hell.
What's wrong with
football,
that?
Football. What do you mean, what's wrong with that?
Football, football, football.
Based on his price?
Exactly.
Best goalie in the world. He's got
De Gea is better. De Gea is better.
De Gea didn't save a shot in the World Cup. He's shit. My nan did.
Schmeichel's better.
Schmeichel's going to fucking Roma.
No, he's not.
He is.
We've just bought your second keeper, haven't we?
Yeah, to replace Schmeichel.
No, it's not to replace Schmeichel.
It is.
It's not.
You don't spend that money when you're Leicester on a goalie.
He's not good enough to replace
Leicester are going Michael. Down this year.
He's to replace Hamer.
As Mari's gone now. Is that all gone through?
Yeah.
I think so. Has it?
Yeah.
Very quiet, wasn't it?
No. He was. Have you not seen the video of him getting announced by Man City? It was a stage. It was on one of the games when England were playing. So it was a stage with fireworks and about four people standing there going,
fucking hell.
It was cringe-worthy.
I will say, West Ham do good videos when they sign players. They do nice little promos for them.
You don't sign players? You're West Ham?
Felipe Anderson, thank you very much. Never 60 million.
You don't spend 60 million on anyone. Shut up.
West Ham, this seat, like so far, this transfer window, has spent almost 100 million.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
Everton haven't bought anyone. I put £3 on Everton to go down. I'll get £85 back.
They ain't going to go down. They're one of those plucky teams, but
no,
they
not.
Need to.
No, they're not. They are. They were. So, my bottom three for this year is Everton, West Ham and Leicester.
Well, yes, because you're just a prick.
No. That's a fact.
It's not a fact. You're saying it because you got to say Everton because you're a Liverpool fan, and you're saying Leicester and West Ham because you just want to choose a team of the two people on this podcast.
Yeah.
That's it. It's based on nothing. You don't even know like anything about who they bought.
No. Because they're not
and
Liverpool.
Hopefully we'll get rid of Andy Carroll to Turkey, so that'd be good.
Why is he going to Turkey? He'll go to Newcastle before he goes to Turkey.
Nah.
Oh, I need a wee.
That's a little tough. You're recording the podcast. It's not how it works.
You used to talk amongst yourself for a sec. Talk about me. Hold on.
Nah, you're right.
We will. Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, it's literally gone. How much West Ham spent? 29.
I actually didn't realise the Riyad Mahrez thing had gone through.
Yeah, I thought it had, but I wasn't completely sure.
Yeah, on the 10th of July.
And then, yeah, I knew it was in the World Cup.
Yeah,
but I just seemed to catch something on Twitter about it, and that was it.
Clearly, too much World Cup news going on that I missed that one.
I just there wasn't a big deal about it, considering like. For like the last two seasons, they've been talking about him coming.
Oh, it's been on the cards for so long, and to Man City as well. It's been on the cards.
Yeah,
it was just a when's it going to happen?
I lied. No. West Ham has spent about 89 million so far this transfer window.
Have they really? Okay.
Well, it says here Felipe Anderson, it was undisclosed, but it was somewhere between 40 and 60 million. Delop was 22, Fabianski was 7. Yeah. Which is big money for West Ham. They don't normally spend that much.
Oh, that's a weight off my mind, that, lads.
It was about 80 million, Craig, West Ham has spent so far. So there you go.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
You should still go down your shit.
This is because we've got Pellegrini as our manager. So
Pellegrino.
You know, our manager has actually won titles.
And ours. No, he's not.
Yours hasn't.
No, not.
Yours is like a one-legged fucking amputee.
He's nubby bastard as well.
Yeah.
So until the window closes, I can't even think about who might go down.
It's closing early this year as well, isn't it? It closes before the start of the season.
Does it really?
Yeah, they changed the rules on it so that, you know how it normally finishes like, I don't know, a month after the start of the season?
Yeah.
They changed the rules so it finishes now before the season kicks off, so there's not that uncertainty of players during the first few games.
Yeah, but Europe is still open, and Europe can still come after Premier League players.
Mm. What, so we can't purchase, but we can sell?
Exactly.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
So,
it does not make sense.
Europe's elite will come after our best players in the league.
You haven't got any, so...
We have.
Should be alright.
Mo Salah, he'll go to Real Madrid.
Don't come after your keeper.
Yeah. Don't come after Everton's keeper. Oh, yeah. You're not laughing now, are you?
Where's your other keeper gone? The one that drops everything?
He's still there.
For now. Who's going to buy him? Who's going to pay money for him at this moment with the mistakes he's done recently?
Hasn't he already let in goals already in pre-season somewhere, did I see?
Yeah, he dropped a bollock.
Yep.
He dropped a bollock at Tranmere. But do you know what, right? You've got to support your players, haven't you? And I support him 100%. People make mistakes. Yes, his mistakes potentially cost us the European Cup.
I did.
We'll never know.
Yeah, I think
he
did.
No, we do.
No, I think he did.
He cost us two goals that night. We might have went on and won it, but I think the team itself that night was in a shock from the Mo Salah injury, the assault that Ramos took out on him. So I don't really think we were ever going to win it anyway, but again, you'll never know. You've got to support your players, and I think he's a good goalie. He's a really
Hang on, support your players.
Yeah.
What about England during the World Cup?
I'm not English. I don't give a fuck about England.
If Liverpool supported their players as a club, they wouldn't have replaced him.
Every player, there's always a better version of them out there somewhere. So for every position.
Okay, agreed, yeah. But...
So you've got to be looking all the time. And if Liverpool have got the money and Roma are prepared to part with them, then unlucky. That's football for them. He might still get a game in the League Cup games. It depends on who he's going to
keep. Of course, that's all they'll use him for as long as he stays.
Yeah, and he deserves a first time team place because he was player of the season for 2 years in Germany before we signed him.
And then it all went to shit.
Again,
his performance has gone down, hasn't it?
No. His stats last season are comparable, if not better, than the goalie we've just signed.
Right.
So, how'd you work that out?
Exactly. How do you work that out?
I don't know. The thing with him is at every stadium around the country, when he runs out, he's going to get a torrent of abuse and mockery. So now he's not because we've got a better keeper than him. I hope Alisson doesn't drop a fucking bollock in his first game. I really do. But he might.
No, it's 67 million.
Peter Beardsley was 1.9 million. Luke's going for the piss.
This is like football is just fucked, isn't it? Let's be honest. When you're spending that much money on players. I mean, how much did Ronaldo go for in the end?
About 105 million.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but that's an investment. Because they've already sold 60 million in shirts with the Ronaldo. Oh, yeah, Luke. He's such a fine man.
But that's not...
I'm back.
That is football. That is modern football. Right? Beckham, when he went to Real Madrid, he paid for his own fee in the first weekend in shirt sales alone. Anything after that was a bonus.
It doesn't make it right, does it?
It's unfortunate.
Has Rooney gone over to America?
Yeah.
Has he gone to China, hasn't he?
No, he's gone to America.
He's in Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in Washington. Fucking old grannies.
Would that be the same story over there, that the shirt will pay for a lot of his fee?
That's modern football. When Ronaldo was rumoured to be signing for Juventus, this year's went through the roof. That's just how it is, unfortunately.
It shouldn't, should it?
Okay, but it does.
No, but
do you not think, like, football now is just disgusting in the amount of money that's
100%.
Involved?
Okay, so... But it's acceptable for Lewis Hamilton to sign a deal this week for $40 million a season.
Did I just say that football's the only... Yeah. No, I said something very specific, which is football.
Okay, right? Footballers...
The same could be said for F1.
So footballers have got to earn working class wages, but Lewis Hamilton can earn $40 million a season. American footballers, baseball players, basketball players, athletes,
sports players in general.
Sports people in general earn too much money, but do they? Because they have a very short lifespan.
Oh, okay. So you're telling me that they've got a very short career. So you're saying to me that paying someone, let's say, £1 million a year for a year's work, and that, you know, they need to earn that because they might only be doing that for 10, 15 years.
The sports players that you're paying £1 million a year to, right, are in the top echelons of the sport.
Not really. Superstars.
Ah. If you're a Premier League player, you are, unfortunately, because some of them are dross, but you are at the top echelons. Championship players are in the top. They've got to be in the... footballers in general, the people who play football in this country every weekend, the players that run out in the Premier League...
They get paid because they play at weekends and social hours.
Okay. The players that run out every weekend for the Premier League and the Championship have got to be in the top 0.05%. Maybe. So, of footballers in England or UK in general.
I don't give a shit. You turn around and said about sports people, right? Look at rugby. Rugby players are not paid footballers' wages. They're paid a wage that footballers used to get. And they still put their heart and soul into it.
No.
You go and watch Sunday League football, people put their heart and soul into it.
Of course they do.
Right.
But that's so Sunday League football.
Do they need to have that money? No. It's fucking obscene. Does the fact that
anybody
Sky
need
and BT
money?
And Amazon and ESPN and Eurosport, whatever, will pay billions of pounds to have exclusive rights to show football matches is fucking obscene. And that's the reason why it's like that. It's the only reason why it's like that is because TV rights cost so much money.
Of course it is.
If TV companies turn around and went, you know what? We're not paying it.
Asked
for Fallout Football.
God, it would. Yeah, that would soon change something, wouldn't it?
You turned around, Craig, earlier, and you said about Peter Beardsley signing for, what did you say, 1.9 million?
Yeah, yeah. In 1987.
No.
Yeah.
That was not 1987. The first £1 million transfer was about 87.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't Beardsley.
No, it wasn't.
When was the first £1 million transfer?
The first £1 million transfer was a Nottingham Forest player, I'm sure. And it was in either the late 70s or the early 80s.
Might have been early 80s, then. It definitely wasn't the 70s.
I'm just Googling it now.
Trevor Francis, 79. Nottingham Forest.
Suck my dick.
I'd rather not. So we've gone from £1 million contracts in the 70s and 80s to the Premier League, where the first few seasons, nothing much. And then I remember...
Don't say nothing much. Alan Shearer signed for Blackburn.
Right, that's what I was about
15 million quid.
Right, no, Alan Shearer didn't sign 15 million quid. He signed to Blackburn for about 3 million quid, and he went to Newcastle for about 20 yeah. million quid.
Come on, Luke, get it up.
I thought it was 15 as well, I'll be honest.
Mick, if you know your history, lad, if you know your history, you're like an Evertonian. The thing is, right, money will not go out of football. It just won't. While it is such a marketable brand.
And yeah, 15.
15 million to Blackburn, it was a record at the time.
From who?
To Newcastle. From
Thank you.
Newcastle.
There you go.
Yeah, he came up from League 2 or League 1 to Blackburn, didn't he?
No, Southampton.
Yeah, who were not in the Premier League at the time, I don't think.
Where from, did you say?
Southampton.
Southampton.
For how much?
No, he went Southampton, Blackburn Rovers to Newcastle.
I know, because they were talking about it on Top Flight Time Machine, about how low it was. It might have been about 3 million quid.
It's irrelevant, right? That was then. This is now. Your wages back in 19... I used to earn in 1993.
That was... So at the time, the 3.6 was a record-breaking fee as well.
When
he signed for Blackburn Rovers, and then the Blackburn Rovers to Newcastle was also record-breaking at 15 million.
So, in 1993, I used to earn £110 a week.
Right.
And I'm not going to tell you what I earn a week now.
Right, but it doesn't, that, like, the thing is, the reason why that isn't as relevant is because...
It is relevant.
Like that, no.
A pint of milk back then and a pint of milk now is totally different.
Right, so that's my point. So the thing is, that's in line. If you talk about house prices then, like how much is your first house?
50 grand.
And how much is that house worth now?
150 grand.
Right.
Okay.
So it's like the thing is that kind of stuff does shift a little bit, but it's not the fucking millennium leap that you get between a £3 million transfer and 15 years later or 20 years later, 105 million.
Okay. So what would you do? Nick Branch is now head of the Premier League. What are you going to do to quell this money situation? Are you going to cap players' wages?
Yep. Well, cap teams.
Okay.
Cap teams.
Okay.
So
what do you mean you cap can teams? Only,
so a team, their wage bill can only be a certain amount.
What's the
don't
amount?
Don't they currently have that restriction in place, though?
I think there is, but let's be honest, we're talking like
100
million or whatever, right?
Yeah,
so
a week.
So you turn around and say, right, your top player, like, you know, you band your players, right? So you go, right, based on performance, you get into like these bands. So it means that Ronaldo could be worth 2 grand a week, right? Off. He's your top player. He's worth $2,000 a week. Your poor player, he's worth £500 a week. Whatever it is, right? Football rights. Don't worry about football rights. Fuck that lot. Own it yourself. Put out football flicks. Your own streaming service. Charge everyone £10 a month. Watch all the games you want. Job done. All the games shown on it. All the games shown. That's it. Done. You reduce ticket prices. So, hang on. Don't finish on my rules yet. So, like, based on the fact that in Germany, in the Bundesliga, to go and see Bayern Munich, you can have a season ticket for £230.
Yeah, yeah.
An adult season ticket. And West Ham have got a cheap season ticket, to be fair, but they've got tiers in there as well. You cap what season tickets, which is pretty, for Premier League, really good. So you cap that as well. Because the thing is, like, I know so many football fans that have never been to live games because they cost too much money. I go less than once a season now.
That's because West Ham's new stadium is about 30 miles from West Ham.
That's got nothing to do with it.
It is. It's got everything to do with it.
Right, don't be stupid.
You were born in the Bow Bells.
Right.
Where's West Ham now? It weren't even at West Ham.
You can't find a place on Google Maps.
Yeah, it weren't even at West Ham then. It was in East Ham. It was almost Manor Park. It was never West Ham. That's just the name of the club. That's irrelevant. Arsenal's not in Arsenal.
Exactly.
It wasn't in Arsenal when it was in fucking Highbury.
So to go back to your ideological version of
West Ham was Thames Iron Works.
You want to pay the wages that you want to pay. So Ronaldo, £2,000 a week. Yeah. Ronaldo's going to go, "Oh, Nick Branch, suck my fucking balls. I'm out of here." And he's gone.
No, but he's not, though, because if everyone's getting paid that, or it's not just him, he's not been singled out, not everyone's going to leave.
Where are they going to go? To China?
Everyone will leave.
Where are they going?
You're saying the whole of world football, right, is going to fall in line with this bold plan of a new Premier League.
No, that's fine. Let them. Let China have their Super League. Let American have the MLS. Right? They're going to both fold in the next 10 years, if not sooner, because they'll run out of money. Why? It's happened before. Twice.
It's been going now for about 20 years, man.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
It hasn't.
It has.
Not consecutively. And also, they've only just started to buy foreign imports. Like, Beckham was the first big import that had in, like, since
the MLS start?
Pele.
The MLS regular season runs from the 3rd of March 2018 to the 28th of October 2018.
I didn't mean that. I meant in general, Siri, when did the MLS start?
The MLS regular season runs from the 3rd of March 2018.
Google would fucking get that. City's a cunt.
Don't say it.
1993. So it has
been. And how many seasons has it been running for?
Since 1993?
No.
Yeah. It was formed for the World Cup.
Yeah.
In 84?
World Cup was 94.
94, yeah. So the Premier League, Ronaldo, £2,000 a week. He will leave, as will everybody else, right?
Well, that's fine. That's no problem.
Okay.
Are you telling me that you, like, the only talented people have to, like, are like the people like Ronaldo? Of course not. The problem is that, and especially in the UK, right, why do we have such a shit England team now? Why have we had so many issues?
Yeah,
because the Premier League's full of foreigners. So the thing is,
the foreigners out.
No, if they want to earn stupid sums of money, they can do, but they just need to go and find somewhere else to do it. And if China or America wants to pay them that stupid money, then that's up to them.
Okay. Great. So kick all the foreigners out.
Kick them out. They don't want to save the money, they can go.
So the Premier League is then left with a players earning £2,000 a week now in current football, which is basically League One players, League Two players.
And bankers, yeah.
And bankers. What's a banker?
Someone who works at a bank.
Okay, so now the Liverpool centre forward is a fireman part-time. The left-back is a banker. And the right-back is a baker.
If you are, let's say, the bottom of the park is less than that, maybe, and earns 500 a week, needing a second job.
Right, okay. No. Steve Nichol, right. Ronnie Hardman, all right, Ronnie lad, Maisie Rail, yeah. His wife was a midwife who delivered Steve Nichol's children, right? And from that friendship, they played golf together and whatnot. A friendship was spawned from the midwife, the birth, blah, 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 blah. Steve Nichol was at Ronnie Hardman's 40th, right? I went to Ronnie Hardman's 40th. Steve Nichol was there. Okay. Steve Nichol, when he was at Liverpool, was earning, in the 80s, £200 a goal. So you want to go back to 1980s prices?
Well, hang on a second, because £200 in the 80s is probably about £2,000 now. So... Yeah, you're talking about a time when a can of Coke could cost you about 15p. So
you're going to kill the sport, Nick Branch, head of the Premier League.
How am I going to kill the sport? Because it goes back to how it was before, when it was actually more popular than it is now.
No, it can't. It's not more popular than what it is now. It's never been so popular.
How? Well, if what you were saying is true, then how comes year on year? The actual ratings that Sky and BT Sport get for football matches has gone down dramatically.
Explain that one. Because of piracy. They're charging too much, so people are watching it illegally.
Or they're not watching it.
So, well, talking of prices, the new... it's coming up for grabs again to buy the next block of games. For the 2019 to the 2022 season.
Well, Sky and BT have bought the main blocks.
They've already got those, yeah.
But there is an additional block.
Yeah, there is. I think they're cut up into seven different blocks. They've got the main ones. And they've paid... I'm just reading the article here. They've paid $5.4 billion for them.
Yep.
Which is more than they did last time, but they're looking to the other ones. They're potentially go with a streaming service like Amazon, which will be interesting as to how it changes.
Yep.
Yeah, but it shows that the money's going up on what they're paying for it.
But the reason why the money's going up is because they do blind auctions.
Yeah, I know, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. So the thing is. They're I don't know why they're doing it. They should really turn around and say, look, we're going to bid this much. If you want these, this is what we're bidding.
Yeah, they should collude with those, each other behind absolutely. The Premier League's back and go, absolutely. We're going to give you 2 million, 2 billion.
Because every year, no, those million, races are going down. So the thing is, at the same time, the FA can turn around and say, well, we're not giving you the rights if they bid too low. So they've got to try and be smart about it. But every year on year, the ratings are going down. People are watching less of those games. Now, Craig could be right. It could be down to piracy. It could be the fact that people are able to get live streams from different countries using VPNs and all that kind of bullshit. You could be right. But regardless of that, less people are watching the main channels to do it. So why are they paying more money when less people are actually watching?
Yeah.
Because the price just goes up. That's all they do.
Do you know how it works in regards to the... so if Sky have got the rights to a game, for example, a big game, Do they then sell it on to networks around the world? Do they get the money for that?
No.
They sell advertising space.
I know that they use the feed, as it were, because I know that when I've been in a foreign country and I've watched the game, it is still the Sky feed because it's the Sky commentary, it's the Sky interview before the game in the tunnel. Yeah, I didn't know if Sky.
That's because that's just because somebody had the feed from Sky. It was
legit. It was
a foreign channel.
It was in America. It was on NBC. They were broadcasting. So at halftime, they came back to the studio in America.
Yeah.
A bit like how the World Cup's done. There's basically during the World Cup, there's one team filming it, who then distributed the actual feed out to all the.
Yeah.
It's like that, but I didn't know if then Sky actually were filming it and they were in charge it and they were flogging it on.
They probably get money back for that. So Sky won't decide that NBC can have it. NBC, would be a deal that NBC have got.
That'd be a deal with the Premier League, yes.
But the Premier League might pay Sky a kickback for them filming it and using their
equipment effectively. Yeah.
The game changer in all this, right, is Apple. I've been in the background just watching all this, and I've been considering bidding. You'll see the app. Yeah, we haven't struck yet, but Amazon have, and Amazon have won some of the rights for some of the games. It's not a lot of games. It might be, is it 7 games a season or something like that?
It's stupid amount.
I can't get an actual figure on it.
It's a watershed moment because the Premier League
it's changing.
Is now streamable in the country where it comes from, in the country of origin. And when Apple finally... Apple never innovate. Apple have never innovated. People say, Apple don't innovate anymore. Apple have never innovated. They've taken other people's products and just made them better. The iPads already existed.
Microsoft.
Touch screen phones already existed. Bluetooth headphones already existed. Smartwatches already existed. Obviously, PCs already existed. When Apple decide they want a piece of this action, they will destroy everybody else.
They just refine the process. They take a product and make it. I don't know if they make it better, because in some instances they definitely don't, but they make it way more appealing.
Yes, they use a lot of descriptive words.
Oh God, yeah! Like if you watch a keynote that's got Johnny Ive in it, it's almost a joke. It's like, this is the most exciting product you have ever seen in the world today. Yes. Using the latest technology to make
So, like I've said on previous episodes, if they were to launch an app on an Apple TV for your specific club, because they've won the rights to live football matches with 3 o'clock kickoffs on a Saturday afternoon or whatever works best for them,
that's what needed.
You would pay 3 o'clock kickoffs. I would pay £200 a year for that. To have Liverpool games. So you would have an app with all Liverpool games shown live, right, for the whole season, the full hit, and then you would have a box with a match of the day style show that comes out on a Saturday night. You would also have the option to, within your Liverpool app, to buy the Man United Arsenal game if you wanted to watch that. The money that would generate is astronomical because Apple would do it worldwide.
True. I do think 3 o'clock kickoff do need to come. I think they do. But the argument has always been that you're taking that away from the people that actually go to the grounds and watch the game. But I don't know how true that is.
That's my feelings. they're never gonna, you're never gonna go back. The goalkeeper world record is currently 67 million. You don't buy, you've just bought some fella for 60 million for West Ham. Liverpool, yeah. Liverpool sold Coutinho for 140 million. So, the 67 million
goal. How much?
140 million.
140 million?
Yes.
I thought Ronaldo just broke the record at 105.
For a
didn't break a record.
No.
No, the record was already broken before Ronaldo.
Ronaldo
was 30. I didn't think it was to Coutinho, though.
The Coutinho wasn't the record. Neymar. Have a look at Neymar.
Yeah, Neymar. There's Neymar.
Keep rolling.
Yeah, what a tit. But I'm sure he was 200 million or 180 million, something like that. Fucking Mr. Google there is going to tell us now.
Yeah, Neymar.
How much?
198 million.
So there you go.
From Barcelona to PSG.
So Peter Beardsley, 30 years ago.
PSG have got some money.
Exactly. Peter Beardsley, 30 years ago, went for 1.9 million. He has gone for 100 times more than that. And that's football, unfortunately. And these type of transfers have been going on in American baseball, American football, for 30 years already.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're talking like America's a completely different proposition to us. I mean, immediately, college football is as big as football, bigger than football is in this country.
Yeah,
you're talking about a nation that is, you know, what, 10 times the size of us, 20 times the size of us.
I don't disagree with you.
So what I'm saying is that there is more money there generally. So I don't agree with it, but it's a lot more sustainable. At the moment, the Premier League is completely kept up by TV rights.
Yeah. The fan who pays, billionaire owners are getting less and less involved in putting their own money in. Look at Chelsea. Abramovich isn't hardly contributing anything anymore. They've got to stand on their own two feet. That's why they fell off a cliff. But the money that comes in from the gate receipts is irrelevant now. Liverpool could survive by selling their tickets for a fiver a seat.
And well, you're lasting soon.
And they'd still make money. This is the thing, right?
The season thing. Ticket renewals are like down the shitter.
Liverpool's aren't, but
they are.
How much is the season ticket at Liverpool?
Oh, off the top of my head, 800 quid, I'd guess. But I don't know because I'd never buy one because there's a waiting list of about fucking 30 years.
Well, they're saying that this year has been the lowest renewal rate in years for Liverpool season tickets. So there clearly is something wrong.
I don't think so. I dispute that. I actually would dispute that. Highly.
That's an article, mate. That's not me saying it. That's an article. Not from the Sun.
Anfield will still be a sellout this year. Now, my point is...
Between 685 and 900...
So that's not expensive.
900 quidish. Yeah, that's all right.
That's in the ballpark with everyone else, right?
Yeah.
My point is, we haven't won the league since 1990. We haven't won a trophy since 2012, right? Now, in the 83-84 season, when we did the treble, we did the League Cup and the European Cup, right? Some of them games for the FA Cup that season, for the League Cup that season, for the European Cup that season, Liverpool Football Club, who at the time were at the peak of their powers, they won the treble that season, was pulling in crowds of 11,000. For some of the league games, some of the League Cup games, some of the FA Cup games, some of the European Cup games. But now, we sell out every single week. And that's the Norwegians flying in, the Irish flying in, the Cockneys coming up from the south. Everybody. It doesn't matter. That stadium is a sellout every week. And we're 55,000 now. You know, United is obviously bigger. Tottenham's is obviously bigger. Arsenal's is bigger. West Ham's is bigger, I think.
What? Stadium?
Yeah, yeah. Capacity?
It's up. It's up about 20,000.
What?
Hey?
Fuck off, it went up, Nick.
It went up about 20,000.
Yes, so what is it?
All right.
It's about 51,000 right. Now.
Oh, 20,000
total
would have closed after
the stadium? Yeah, no, it was, oh no, it might be more than that, actually. It was, I think capacity up to par was about 35, 37.
So, we now play exciting football or whatever you want to call it, but we don't challenge for the league. We challenge for fourth place. That's where Liverpool's at the moment. But we're still playing to sell out stadium every single week. People can't.
Yeah, and you will do. Yeah.
People can't. I can't explain it. I don't know why. We shouldn't be, because we don't win anything anymore. We get close. We get beaten in finals.
Arsenal are in the same boat, aren't they?
Yeah.
Arsenal haven't won anything really of FA Cup, but you know, nothing great. But you know, there's a huge waiting list for them. They fill the stadium every week.
Leicester,
top-tier club.
Leicester have won the league, obviously more recently than Liverpool have. But yeah. Leicester will eventually get relegated.
I don't know. Do you want to think we will?
Honestly, I think you will. Yeah, because just because of the very nature of who you are, you're a team that is mid-table at best. And we'll eventually have too many managers coming in too quickly. So continuity suffers. You have a blip where you sign a few mediocre players. You don't replace what you've sold on with better or equal. And eventually you'll go down.
I see where you're coming from. I do. I maybe don't want to believe in them.
Obviously, the season you won the league was one of the greatest seasons in football, because it shouldn't have happened.
Oh, it was. It was. It was. Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was. It really was. And yeah, sat there watching the games. Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
And everybody in the country wanted you to win the league, myself literally, included.
Last game of the season, you were either a Leicester City fan or a Tottenham fan. And I think even when Chelsea scored that goal, all the Tottenham fans were like, fuck it. Yeah, Leicester fan. Yeah. Yeah, the whole country was behind us. It was such an anomaly.
Will it happen again? You can't say it won't. You can't say it won't. Because if Wolves, who have come up this season, if they go and win 30 games out of this season,
stick your money on them now.
Then they're going to be in there or thereabouts, aren't they?
I don't think it'll happen again. I think it was a lot of lucky wins. No, not necessarily lucky wins. It was a lot of just 1-0 wins, tied in with the bigger clubs just dropping too many points. It was a perfect storm.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've got to have a lot to come together.
The bigger clubs
always happen again.
We're in flux. So Man United, we're changing managers, and you know, there's nobody left now from the championship winning teams of Man United. Man United will never win the league again.
That's not true.
Man United is shit now. The dog shit.
Man United will win the league again. Better. No.
Mourinho will be gone before Christmas.
Okay, possibly, but Man United will win the league again.
Podka is now the biggest player Man United have got. Right?
And he's shit for them.
And that's
for France, it was great.
Exactly. So he is now bigger than the manager. So who's going to lose the job first?
Oh, no, I potentially agree with you on that he will go. But I think Man U will win the league again.
No. Not in the next 20 years.
Oh, definitely. Okay, no. They'll definitely win the league in the next 20 years.
No, no chance. They're finished.
Okay. All right.
So,
20 quid.
Hi, my love. No, I'm drinking flicking Ribena.
He's not. He's not.
I don't
Gary.
Think he is. He's not.
Why does he think of cabbage? I'm recording a podcast, my love. Come and say hello, Kerry. Come on, come and give me a kiss. Eve, come and say hello. I'm not drunk. It's freaking Ribena. Oh, I've had
it's a glass. Drunk.
I've had a glass of wine, yeah. I haven't had a glass of wine for 2 hours. You weirdo. Oh, they've just come in.
Put women. Your balls away.
Yeah, me nads are out, like, but...
Again. Where's the beam?
At a dance show.
Oh no, they haven't. Oh, I swear it's pantomime.
No,
it's
a pantomime.
Literally a pantomime, Nick.
This is a fucking pantomime.
This has been the best show.
Nah, it's fucking car crash, not pantomime.
Second hour got better.
Oh, second hour's a beaut.
Yeah, amazing.
Give that to the Patreons.
Just give it all. To get into it.
Give it all to the Patreons, right? So we're going to see it in autumn. We're going to wind this episode up now because it's been 2 hours. My God, has it? Oh,
no, not only, quite.
An hour and 40.
It's not far off.
Yeah, we're just getting going there. So I hope you have a lovely summer, dear listener. Well, just quickly on Amber, our wonderful listener. She is in Baltimore, I think. Yeah?
She's from she's from there.
Yeah.
You said the K Times menu, where do you send it to?
I sent it to her house.
He just wrote on an envelope, Amber Baltimore, hopes for the best.
Amber America.
Yeah.
Will we come back and send it to America? Oh, Baltimore, yes. She definitely lives in Baltimore, right? She's going to do a photograph with the K-Tams menu at a local monument, right? A local tourist attraction in Baltimore.
I think this needs to be a thing.
Well, this is going to be a thing, right? So Amber is the first one. So I want to know where you live, dear listener.
I want to know where you live.
So I can wear your skin.
Tell me now. You'd look great on me.
Because I will send the K-Tams menu to any one of you. Any of you. As long as in return...
What about me?
I'll send one to you, yeah?
Yeah, I'll have one.
Okay, I'll send one to you too.
Are you a friend?
No, you frame it yourself.
In one of Luke's frames.
Luke can frame his if he wants.
He will.
But I then want you to take a photograph of it with one of your local landmarks in the background. Okay? So anywhere on the planet I will send this. Alaska, Australia, Germany even. Okay?
What are you selling that for?
Maybe even France. Or France, as you say down south.
No, I said that out loud.
What?
I was just about to say something. I thought it would be silly.
Okay. Was it deep? Was it dark?
No. It gave way too much away. No, it doesn't matter.
I'm not cutting it out.
It's fine.
So, dear listener, send your requests on Twitter to wherever we are on Twitter, I can't remember. And we will send you out a menu from K-Tams. And hopefully, if enough of you do it, I'm going to get K-Tams to sponsor the show. And I'll get a free bag of chips every week.
It'd be glorious. Fucking glorious.
I'll send you some.
No, that'd chips. Be glorious if we could get... Well, all right, then.
Do you want a bag of chips? I'll send you some chips, Nick.
Luke said it, but I mean, I get decent fish and chips down here, to be honest, and they come from a fish and chip shop, so I'm all right.
I get decent fish and chips as well. Yep, from a chip shop. Yep.
No, you don't.
So also, I'm having... get a decent Chinese from a Chinese.
Yeah, just that I've got one, just like, you know, I walk past a Chinese to go to the chip shop. It's like, what do I want? Do I want to go for a Chinese? Do I want to go fish and chips? And, you know, sometimes I go into one door, sometimes I go to another one. But what I don't do is go into the same fucking place.
So do you eat fish?
Yeah. I'm pescatarian.
Pescatarian.
What does that mean? No, still
it's
no.
Finding
no.
this hard. I know we do. We explained it at the beginning of the episode. If it gets aired,
it will get aired. The whole lot's
I
getting aired.
I don't think it should.
It will. So we'll see it in September. Will someone please say the magic words?
Don't release it.
They're not the magic words.
Roll the credits.
They're not the magic words. You wasted Stuart Miller. What did he say? Start the music.
Start the music.
Press play on the music.
Sing the music. Cue the VT. No, Stuart. Come on now. Come on, Stuart, lad. Oh, fuck it. Cue the music.
Good days, bad days. Just take them as they come along. Well, I say, you say, don't even matter to me. Smiling on the other side. Smiling on the other.
Smiling on the other side. Smiling on the other side. Smiling on the